Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, and thank you for joining us this evening on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join me tonight. I hope that everyone is doing well. Now, before I get to tonight's guest, and trust me, you're going to want to stick with us because we're going to be doing some soul readings this evening. But before we get to her, I've got a couple of announcements, so a little bit of business here. If you live in southeastern PA and are interested in getting a one-on-one, live, and in-person reading with me, please contact Susan Duvall at www.susandevallseminars.com to book an appointment. I'll be in the Doylestown, PA area on Sunday, October 12th for a full day of readings. And if you go to my show info page right there on the front page of BBS Radio, hit the info button, scroll down to visit my friends, you'll see Susan Duvall's banner there, and that's a link you right to her website where you can find all the contact information. I would love to meet you, so, you know, if you happen to live in the area and you'd like a reading, hey, I'm going to be there all day, so. And let's see, more business here. Letting you also know that the September personal monthly forecasts are up on my website at www.visiblebynumbers.com. So if you are interested in finding out what energy is influencing your personal experience in the month of September, be sure to stop by my website and check it out. And it's really insightful, folks. It helps you to prepare and take advantage of the energy flowing into your life on a monthly basis according to your personal numbers. You can also sign up to receive my monthly newsletter, which, you know, that sends those monthly forecasts directly to your email address. So if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, just email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put subscribe in the subject line, and I'd be happy to add you to our ever-growing list. And finally, if you have not done so already, please be sure to stop by and visit my newest website, www.getisnumber.com. Ladies are just loving it. I've had tons of emails. You can actually go to the website and get a free reading on the man in your life and learn all about his numbers and what they mean. Getisnumber.com. It's funny. It's informative. And I had so much fun designing it with my web designer, Cheryl Lane. So, you know, I'm just really encouraging everybody to be sure to check it out. It really is a cute website. I know you're going to enjoy it. Okay, business out of the way. So now we're on to my special guest this evening. Now, I met Audrey de la Hunt, I think, 3 years ago when I wandered into her beautiful metaphysical shop in Oswego, New York. The energy of the shop was so incredibly positive. But even more so, Audrey was just a delight. And I have the honor now to call her a friend, both her and her wonderful husband, Bob. You know, in this kind of work, you meet a lot of people, but it's not often that you meet someone who not only talks the talk, but also walks the walk. And Audrey is truly a very compassionate humanitarian who she's very genuine. She seeks to be of service to others, whether they're just someone that's in need or if they seek enlightenment. She's really an amazing teacher, a gifted healer and psychic. I gotta tell you people, she is my go-to girl when I need some perspective and clarity. And I'm very delighted to introduce you to her tonight. Audrey, you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, good, honey. I'm so glad you're on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, let me just tell them a little bit more about you. I know that you're a humble person, so I'll just do all the blatant stuff.
I'll just sit back and blush.
You sit back and blush, okay? Now, Audrey and Bob, her husband Bob, are founders of Trilight Hands. They are both certified as metaphysician masters. They're Reiki and Karuna Reiki masters teachers, holistic practitioners and teachers, spiritual counselors. You can check out their website, maybe while you're listening to the show, at www.trilighthands.com, and that's spelled T-R-I-L-I-G-H-T-H-A-N-D-S.com. And this is really a wonderful website, Audrey. I really am so delighted to see it there. So many different readings are being offered on there. I can't even wait to get into talking about them. But before, you know, we go there, why don't you, just so our listening audience can just get a little flavor for what you're like, why don't you take a moment and try to tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I know that you and Bob have been attending Delphi University, and this has just been a wonderful experience. Maybe you can touch upon that. But, hey, the floor is yours, Audrey. Tell everybody about yourself.
Okay. Well, you've pretty much covered quite a few of the bases. delightfully so. I guess we could start with the store that I had. It was a metaphysical store and an herbal shop. We've since closed to focus on just the teaching and the healing. Through the process of the store, we've met a lot of wonderful healers and teachers. And we were honored to have Lorraine Tabor as one of our teachers and friends. And over the course of the years, she really became more like family. In fact, she married Bob and I. And one of the gifts that she held was the ability to do a technique called Brazilian light energization. And once I experienced this healing, I felt it calling in my heart to seek out how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I really never pursued it until after, about the time she was making her transition, I had talked to her about it, and she had advised me that I should seek out Delphi. That's where it's taught.
Right. And so Lorraine passed on, and
yes.
One of the things I did want to do was say, hi, Lorraine, because I know she's listening.
Oh, yes, she is. Yes, she is, with big ears.
Yes,
and a big
she
ring.
Is.
And, you know, she was a very humble
she was.
Person, and
yes.
She never let on all that she had to go through in order to get to the place of being able to do this healing gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she passed, Bob and I decided that we, in honor of her, wanted to start training to learn how to do the healing. And upon entering Delphi University, which is a metaphysical school, they've been around for 40 years almost.
Mm-hmm.
They're a spinoff from Arthur Ford Academy. Actually, it's a continuation of Arthur Ford Academy.
Right.
And so when we first went there, that's when we really discovered, you know, what we were telling Spirit we wanted to do. And,
right.
It was a much bigger. It's not like taking a weekend class to get Reiki. It was, you know, it's a commitment of life, and you
right.
know, that's definitely more up to speed of what we're about anyway. So it's been a long time going to Delphi, and in November, Bob and I will be finishing our doctorate degree in metaphysics, and we just received our class in learning the first level of light energization, which is what brought us there 2 years ago.
Right.
So
right.
We're very, very excited. But we've really sharpened our tools,
mm-hmm.
our spiritual gifts, through Delphi, and we pay them great homage for that.
Right.
We wish everyone we ever met could go there. And,
right.
You know, that's kind of what the store started out as, and now, you know, life has kind of led us to this further. Whenever you find something that works for you and something mm-hmm. that you feel so strongly about, you just want to share it with everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, it started for me with herbs. And then it went from there to, you know, Reiki, and then it went from there to, you know, one thing leads you to the next. And,
right.
And so, you know, it just propelled us to where we are now. And,
right.
So that's the story of how we got to Delphi.
Right. Well, I have to say that I did meet Lorraine. I actually did a reading for her, and she really had beautiful, beautiful energy. And I know
yeah.
that she was, you know, your inspiration. I I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to meet her. And when I'm looking at this website, you know, there's so much that you're offering people. And I know that you're good at this stuff because I've known you for a long time. I had the soul reading that Audrey will be doing tonight. I actually had the hour-long soul reading And Audrey was more or less demonstrating it for me. And it really was a very insightful, very wonderful reading. It really did, there was so much validation for me as a person when I was listening to Audrey do this reading. So, you know, I really do encourage that is one reading that you do on the website, Akashic Record readings. We have, Bob does mediumship and past life regression. You have so many healing modalities that are available. You're a Reiki master, right?
Yes.
Both in
Karuna and
Yusui
Reiki, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't care. I don't know how you feel about this, Audrey, but really the way that I feel about Reiki is that every person, maybe they don't have a desire to go around and give Reiki to other people or be a healer. Maybe they just, you know, that's not their thing. But I think that every person should at least get Reiki 1, get an attunement to Reiki 1 and understand what this modality is and use it on themselves, because it really is a really incredible tool that you can use spiritually to keep yourself healthy, but also physically healthy, emotionally healthy. It's a really wonderful thing. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely agree. I feel so strongly about it that if I have a chance to even have a hairdresser who does Reiki, I'll prefer her over someone else. I can feel the difference in the energy of any touch that a person does when they have Reiki, and have been very honored to be a teacher of nurses and people who do things like drawing blood for the hospitals, and you know, you can feel the difference in their energy when they're working with you.
Right. And you've been, you know, like I've gone through the process of all the attunements. I'm a Reiki master myself. You attune me to Reiki master. But more importantly than that, you know, besides taking the classes, you know, I always set about to read the books and to study it further and to try to understand it to the best of my ability. But you've really been instrumental in bringing me information about Reiki that I've not really encountered in books, and helped me with a better understanding of it. And you really are a gift yourself as a teacher, but also very gifted at this, you know, and your passion for Reiki really does come forth, you know, when you do the attunements and when you're working with people. So I just wanted to, you know, say that I'm grateful for having had that experience with you.
Well, you're making me blush once again.
Oh, well, good. Now, I do want to say that, Bob, can I touch on Bob for a minute here?
Sure.
Bob, I'm loving you, wherever you are, you're listening, but I'm loving Bob. You know, I can remember that when I met you all, and eventually the conversation came up that, you know, I did numerology readings, and I did this and that, and I had a radio show, and I can remember Bob looking at me like, you know, you must be something, you know, special. And I'm looking at Bob, and all I could think of is, do you have any idea who you are? Because, Bob, the energy that boings off of that man, let me tell you,
yeah. He
is so incredibly gifted himself. And the mediumship, you know, is something that is his forte, but I'm sure he's a wonderful healer and everything else that he does. But really, he's an amazing person, your Bob.
Yes, I have to agree. And
you are.
I would have to toot his horn pretty loudly, because he definitely would not do that for himself.
Exactly.
But yes, he is definitely a gifted healer in his own right, and very, very modestly so.
Well, you'll have to tell Bob. I know this is going off subject, but the last time that we saw Bob was saying something about parting the clouds with intention. And he was, and I was looking at him, and I was thinking, well, that sounds a little crazy, but Bob was actually demonstrating it to me, and I was watching this cloud in the sky actually break up and divide. And I thought this was fascinating. It was a wonderful thing. So, you know, I had to go home and try it. But what's even more interesting is my granddaughter, Maddie. Maddie and I were sitting around on a summer's day looking at clouds, and I was telling Maddie about Bob parting the clouds by putting his hand out and setting the intention. And Madison was parting clouds, and she thinks it's the coolest thing. So you tell Bob that, okay?
I will.
It's all about that, because that's an amazing thing that Bob does.
He's a great teacher even when he's not even trying.
Even when he's not trying, and also it's the beauty in him and the absolute joy in being in that light that he is. Both of you, really, you make an amazing couple. You know, I just an amazing energy, the both of you, really. You do on your website, certainly some healings have to be in person, but you do a lot of things that you could actually offer our listening audience over the phone, like phone readings and things like that. You want to talk about them for a sec?
The reading we're gonna work with tonight is a soul reading, and that is definitely something that we can do absentee. Mm-hmm. We can do it on the phone, or I can do the reading and then send an email to you of what we found that to be. So, let's just say that we did it as a trial to see, you know, how well it could go, and it went so well that I thought, well, geez, if we can do it absentee, we can do it anyway. So,
exactly.
That particular reading, just to give a little bit of
tell us a little bit about it.
Synopsis about it.
It's
basically a chakra reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into the soul of the body, and the chakras are energy points that run up the spine and out through the crown of the head. And those are the primaries that we deal with in this particular type of reading. And so starting at the root, which is at the base of the spine, you go in and do connecting with the energy of the person and connecting with their spirit and their energy.
Mm-hmm.
I start to see symbols. And so the root is a metaphor for basically your house.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the root as the basement. And so as we do the reading, we're working our way up the chakras. We're going up through the house.
Right.
And so through the process of reading the different chakras, you're gaining insight through visions that you're seeing that tell a lot about what's going on in the person's life, what are their gifts, what are they not tapping into that they have so willingly, readily available to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just delighted every time I do one of these readings, because every single person, the things that I see for them are so dramatically different that, you know, it's exciting to unveil the new every level.
Right.
So for tonight, there's a couple different layers of the root chakra. So for the callers who call in tonight and we do a little reading for them, obviously we can't go through the entire chakras.
Right, because we only have an hour program.
Right. So we'll start with the root. We'll just do a quick look at the root, and
mm-hmm.
the root will tell us a lot about the qualities and the resources of the person. It'll also tell us how they're directing their life.
Sure.
What their presence is like, and how they're taking care of themselves.
Right.
The condition of their presence right now.
Right.
So the root kind of gets the ball rolling and tells us a little bit of what's going on as we move through the rest of the soul. We see so much more, but the root really kind of starts the story. So
okay.
So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, well, it was fun. I got the whole hour, so I was very
right.
thrilled.
You got the whole shot.
I got the whole shebang, and it was really, you know, it's like you get a reading, and you know, as with any reading, people, you know, it's like you have, your soul recognizes the truth, and there's something that resonates with the words that are coming out of a reading that you connect to, and you just know that this is, you know, this information is specifically for you. And there was so much validation in this reading that you did for me, this soul reading, and I absolutely enjoyed it. And so I just, you know, and I have to say, okay, I can be a little picky about my readings. God knows that I've met many, many people in my lifetime and been offered many, many readings. I'm a seeker. I have had the blessing and the wonderful opportunity of meeting many gifted psychics and mediums throughout my life, and I can be very picky. I can be a skeptic, even though I'm totally believing in everything. You know, I really am one of those people, you've got to bring it to a reading for me. And I really felt that this was really a very profound reading, and I very much enjoyed it. What I'd like to do, I mean, we have a lot to talk about, surely we do. But we, you know, I'm just going to let our listeners know that if they would like for Audrey to do a little, we can't do the whole thing, but she's, as she described, you know, going in and looking at the root chakra, giving you some information and insight. If you'd like Audrey to do a soul reading for you, we would love to have you call the show. And I want to give out the toll-free numbers here. You can call the USA toll-free at 877-876-5227. You can also call from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you live in the California area, you certainly can call direct at 530-876-3222. Now, if you're calling in, you know, make sure that you speak up to us so we can hear you. And if you're listening on your computer, you might want to step away from your computer so we're not getting any feedback. And you're also, you know, maybe you're interested in Reiki, or maybe you're interested in some of the things that Audrey's been talking about. We also welcome your questions. So you're welcome to call Audrey and ask her a question, because I'm telling you, she's really a wonderful teacher, and she probably has the answer. And I just heard a beep, so I think that we have a caller, Audrey, so just hold on.
Sure.
Who's calling?
It could be me.
It's who?
Am I on the phone?
Yeah, you're on.
All right. Allison, hi. This is Cece from Florida.
Hello, Cece from Florida. How are you, girl?
I'm doing okay, and I listen to your wonderful program as often as I can.
Wonderful.
And you were talking about Audrey and the soul readings and the chakras got my attention, so I thought I'd call in.
Okay, wonderful. Well, then I'm going to hand you over to Audrey.
Okay.
Okay, did I hear right? Your name is Cece?
Yes, Cece.
Okay. All right, and you are calling from what part of Florida?
Central Florida.
All right, just give me a second, and let me try and lock into your energy.
Okay.
Okay, Cece. The first place that we go here in the root chakra is what we call the treasures. And I'm in the treasures now, and I can see many pearls laying around. It's kind of like a grotto with water, and there's a treasure chest kind of like spilling out. But everything I see are pearls. And this is definitely kind of a depiction of pearls of wisdom that you've gained through life experience and through the School of Hard Knocks, really.
Okay.
And I see this bank of just tons and tons of them. So you've really gained a lot of wisdom through this life so far that have brought you to this point. And with these pearls, you definitely have gained great treasure. And those are your resources. And these bring forth such quality within you, because those pearls really come back for others. Because you have gained such knowledge that when you talk to people, when you deal with people, on any level, whether it's friendship, work, neighbors, mailman, whatever, you've always got some wisdom to depart to them. And it's such a treasure to them in the moment that you have this answer or this word of wisdom or whatever that just, it piques their interest, and then they want to hear more. The pool here of water definitely shows me that you also guide with your emotions. That you're deeply led by your heart, and you connect through your emotions with other people very well. Okay, I see a for your vehicle, which is part of the root chakra as well. This is how you get around in life right now. This is how you're directing your life. And it's like a classical Cadillac-looking vehicle, very well maintained. It's just telling me that you're really on the road of, I know what I want, I know what I'm doing, you know. And if I don't know what I'm doing, it sure looks like I do. Because it's so, the car is so mintly, you know, presented that you know, going down the road, people would think, oh, well, she definitely has got it going on. So even if there are days and moments where you don't feel that way, it certainly looks that way to others.
Okay.
Now we're going into the first floor of the root. First off, coming to the doorway into the entrance, I see cobblestone, and it's got a very old world, deep rooted feeling to it. It feels very grounded and very I just want to say majestic. It's one of those walkways that, you know, you can see many times have been, you know, it's a path that's been well worn here.
Mm-hmm.
It's well kept, it's well worn, and it's well guarded. It's guarded not in the way of like security, guarded more like in the way of it's watched over. It's just watched over in a loving way.
Okay.
So those are all really good attributes of showing that you maintain yourself well. Your sense of presence is very well directed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see what your living room looks like inside your house. Okay, I see a couple of different scenarios in this room. One is like a beanbag chair, which is a very playful, inner child, innocent, fun kind of a thing. And then I see a chair, a love seat type of thing that's half moon facing the big bay window. So in this room still represents your roots. This is the condition of your presence. And so I see playfulness. I see when you invite someone into your space, you've got this set up for coziness, and looking out the window is definitely kind of a daydreamy. It wasn't set up in front of a giant screen TV, you know. So it's much more about the world. It's much more about, you know, watching the people go by and the trees and the birds in the trees, and that's the kind of energy that your presence is putting out. And so it feels very it feels very homey. It feels very comfortable, the condition of your presence, and very loving and playful. I still feel playful there too. So let's take a look at the chakra itself, and let's see what the shape and size and color looks like. Okay, I see a really, really deep, deep red, very vibrant, very alive color. The shape is round, which is good. It had good balance to it. The only thing that I can see with that chakra is that it's flowing kind of slowly, so it just needs some deep prana breaths, deep belly breaths. Doing a chakra meditation would be wonderful for you to just kind of get everything so that they're flowing nice and evenly. So all that's telling me is that that things are moving, things are good, the color's great, and you just need to step it up a little bit as far as cleaning your own house spiritually. Doing meditation. Do you meditate?
No, I don't.
Okay. Meditation, even prayer, anything that does deep belly breathing as well is very helpful for kind of cleaning out the cobwebs of the chakras. But, I mean, all in all, it's beautifully in balance. So that's really, really good. Do you have any questions about the root chakra portion of what I've just described to you?
Does it indicate any great imbalances anywhere?
Just that it's moving slowly. Moving slowly.
Right.
So that just tells me that you haven't been productive in doing some spiritual cleaning. You know, you haven't been like going in and doing some really good self work and self, you know, deep. Even Reiki, if you know someone who does Reiki in your area, you know, getting an energy treatment would be wonderful.
So it's a spiritual thing, it's not a physical thing.
No, it's not physical, not at all. No, everything
okay.
We're talking about is all spiritual.
Okay.
It's spiritual housekeeping. That's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
We're talking about your inner beauty, your inner light, and it's really well balanced, actually. And, it's just the one that... On observing pulling out of the chakra, I can see that the chakra is moving kind of slow.
Okay.
It's rhythmic. It's nice and even, but it was just moving kind of slow.
Right. Audrey.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Cece.
Yeah.
And the other thing to remember here is,
So that's an examination of just one of the chakras. It actually, if you were to go through the full reading with Audrey, she actually goes through all of the chakras, and then that even more information is brought forth. But we can't do that in an hour, so there's a little bit of it. So was that helpful for you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, dear. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
And I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you to both of you.
Alrighty.
Alright, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and just for a little validation for you there, you know, I've had a wonderful opportunity of meeting Cece on the Sea Angels cruise and having done some readings for her. And I know that the inner child, the beanbag chair, that's, that can be Cece. She can be a lot of fun. So,
okay,
so there's a little validation there going on.
Oh, good.
So if you were to take that reading further, let's say moving forward, you know, just kind of like, what does each chakra represent to you, and what do you find out from each chakra?
Well, like I said, the chakras are, in this particular type of reading, are your body is like a house,
mm-hmm.
and each chakra is a level of that house.
Right.
And so so the next chakra that we would talk about is your sense of self. How do you feel about you?
Mm-hmm.
And also, how do you feel about, how do you treat others?
Uh-huh.
And so that is when we're going to the next story of the house. That is
right.
when we're into the spleen chakra.
Right.
And that one tells me a lot about, you know, what are you doing for you and what are you doing for your friends? And it's kind of funny how sometimes you will see a room that's sparse and it's your room, you know, the person's room, and that's how they represent themselves, as opposed to the room for their friends, which will be lavish and beautiful. And you know, I've had readings where people, their guest room, which is how they treat others, was sparse in itself because they didn't want anybody staying the night. So they didn't want anybody here.
I didn't make it comfortable for nobody because I didn't want anybody to hang out.
Right. That's right. And,
okay.
You know,
well, I'm going to stop you there because I know that I heard another beep, so we have another caller, but we'll move on. After we get done with this caller, we'll keep moving on and talk about some of the other chakras and what they mean.
Okay.
Who's calling, please?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, good. And I'm assuming that you would like to have Audrey do a little soul reading on your root chakra, right?
I would love it.
Okay, Audrey, well, you're on.
All right. Lisa, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So you're nearby our fearless leader there.
Okay. I could throw a stone and land in Lisa's yard.
Okay. All right, Lisa. I'm going to tune in to your root energy. Just take a minute. Into the basement, and I'm seeing a shallow stream that I'm moving through to get to your treasure. It's kind of like a babbling brook. It's very peaceful, very zen-like. A lot of movement here. Okay. And I'm kind of walking a little bit of a maze to get to where your treasures are. Okay. Well, the first thing I'm being shown is a giant, like, quartz crystal stuck in the wall. It almost looks like it's a shelf, and what I'm being shown is it's kind of like a, have you heard of a record keeper?
Yes, I have.
Okay, this is what this represents. It's a record keeper. It's a quartz crystal record keeper, and what this means to you, we're looking at right now your qualities, your personal resources in life, and so this particular crystal, I had to walk quite a ways to get to it. It wasn't out in plain sight for everyone to see. It was, well, I wouldn't say hidden, but you really had to keep going to find it.
And so when I first walked into this space, I didn't see much of anything but this illuminating crystal over here. Now, a record keeper is the keeper of the knowledge. It's the keeper of, it has the wisdom in it, and it's recorded into the crystal. So this crystal represents you. You have the quality and you have the resources of the knowledge of whatever it is you seek. You're kind of like a walking library of information. And so these resources are readily available to you whenever you try to tap into it. You would be the type that if you sat and meditated on an issue or a problem, you would unveil that issue immediately. You would know. You would just know. Okay, that's what I need to do. That is the record keeper within inside of you that is bringing you forth that knowledge. That is your personal gift that you carry with you always. Okay. Thank you. All right, let's move. Well, I want to talk about this babbling little brook thing. You know, water is representative of emotion. And because the water is moving so beautifully and peacefully across the rocks, this kind of shows me that you you move through your stuff. You move through your emotional stuff. It wasn't deep water. It was very shallow. So it wasn't like you drop down into a deep emotional disc, you know, before you work through your things. It shows that, you know, you're able to just kind of babble along. There's movement here. Movement is very healing. It's a good thing. It's what all of us strive for, to keep moving through these types of things and not just stay stuck. So this is very, very healthy. This drink shows me that you're emotionally healthy. Okay.
Oh, that looks wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. it's very interesting. It's an old Ford pickup truck, and I think that primarily, you know, the Ford, don't let that throw you if you don't like Ford, but what it's showing me is this old world, dependable, reliable. The paint is even holding up on it. You can just tell it's been road hard, and it's still running, and you could turn the key and every time it's going to go. And it really is showing me that your presence in life is, you know, regardless of what the tires look like and the rest of it looks like, I'm still going. So, you know, even when you're having a hairy day, it shows that this is the type of vehicle that you would drive, dependable, that you are, that's who you are. That's how you're directing your life, to be the dependable, reliable person in life. You'd be the kind of person that someone could call at 3 a.m. because, you know, it's hit the fan and they need somebody right now. This truck is just, it's beautiful. It's beautifully taken care of. You can just tell when you look at it that it's an old, I want to say old soul. I don't really want to use the word vehicle. It's more like an old soul vessel, which goes right along with the record keeper. Okay. Let me look at your entryway here. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. Going from your vehicle to the front door of your root chakra, as I take a step on the ground, the step lights up. So it becomes stepping stones of light all the way to the door. And to just stand there looking, you wouldn't see this. You have to literally be approaching to know this is going to happen. There's no obvious trigger when you look at the scene that's what's going to happen. So the path before you is well lit, and as you step, the light is there. I'm actually getting chills up my spine as I'm saying that because it's such a beautiful thing. Wow, that's the presence of, God. It's the God's light before you. It's beautiful.
You're confirming.
Right, go inside the doorway, and I want to see what your living room looks like.
Mm-hmm.
your living room, at first sight, looks like a garden. It's more like plants and life, and I see butterflies. I see, you know, how a lot of people will take their plants and align them along the big picture window and along the walls. Well, these plants are just taken over the room. This room is really all about life. It's overflowing with life. The room is just filled with it. And it's representation of nature in this room. I don't know if you have an affinity for nature, but life is definitely full in this room, and this definitely represents the condition of your presence in life and in people who see you.
I love nature.
You love nature? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People who see you, they look at you and they say there's a person who's full of life, somebody who is just living every moment and just, you know, I mean, there's no holds bar here. It's full force. It's hitting the ground running every day kind of thing.
That's great. Wow, that was really great. Thank you very much.
All right, let me just pull back and look at your chakra real quick before I let you go so that I can see the condition of it. Okay, well, I see more of a fire engine red. I can actually see the vortex of energy that's surrounding this chakra, and it's got a beautiful round flow to it. I can literally see the energy around this. This chakra is extremely healthy. It's balanced, healthy in the spiritual sense. I don't mean the physical sense. It's really well rounded. Beautiful.
Okay, Lisa, did all that help? Was it insightful?
Confirming, and yes, very much so. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You ladies have a great evening. I'll listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
You must find it fascinating, Audrey, when you do this reading to see so many different things for so many different people. I know you mentioned
really?
It before, but just listening in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the things that I see that, you know, I go, wow, I couldn't make that up if I tried. Especially doing readings for friends that I think I already know what the answer is going to be. And,
right.
You know, and it turns out to be a spaceship that looks like a Volkswagen Beetle, you know.
Right.
So for a car, I mean, you know. So,
right.
Quite amusing.
Right. That's got to be fun. Well,
yeah.
We probably, we probably have time maybe for one more reading. I know it's kind of hard when you got to connect to someone's energy and you got to stop and look at things. But
yeah.
We probably have time for one more. If somebody's out there and listening and would like to call into the show, I'm sure that Audrey would love to do a little tiny bit of a soul reading for you. And, no sooner than I say the words. And someone's beeped in. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison, Audrey. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good,
Nancy.
Thank you. And you guys?
We're great.
Awesome.
We are great.
Okay. So I'm going to turn you over to Audrey and let her do her thing.
Okay.
So, Nancy, where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Washington State. Okay. All right, let me just take a minute. Okay, Nancy, I'm seeing something very interesting. We're going into your basement, your grotto, your treasures, and the first thing I see is an overhang. It's kind of like a rock cave, and there's this beautiful waterfall falling down over the cave with greenery hanging down, and you have to go through the falls to get to your treasures. It's quite a beautiful sight to see here. Let's go on in and see what we have here. Okay, I see. The first thing I see is a paintbrush picking up in the sand, and it's representing to me that you have an artist soul, that you can be very creative. It's one of your gifts, and it could be creation in words, art, poetry, writing. It doesn't have to necessarily be an artist.
And I see a top, one of those old kids' toys that when you push down on it, it spins, the top spins round and round. And it, and I can, you can tell by looking at this that it's very, it's an antique, it's beautifully preserved. This is definitely a quality of inner child ability to connect with that playfulness and joy. I, that's the word really that's pulling out for me is joy. Okay, and somehow this area is illuminated, and so there's just like there's a light that's here that isn't from anything. There's no light bulb, there's no candle, there's nothing like that, and it's just illumination in this room that I have to draw attention to. So this is one of your resources, this is one of your qualities. The light within you is so bright that it makes it very easy to see. So you would be the person who can shine the light on truth, who can shine the light on situations, and what direction to truly look. You know, you're paying attention here. When someone talks to you about a problem, you can shine the light on truly what the problem is, more to the solution. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's look at the vehicle. Okay, I'm seeing an old, the old style station wagon, with the wood paneling on the side, and so you know it's kind of a 50-ish looking type thing, 60-ish, and so what I'm feeling from this, it's very well kept. It's what it seems to me like this is to take everybody with you. It's a joyride kind of a thing. Come on, let's all go to the beach. Come on, let's all go. You know, you're everybody's carpooling with you. So what this particular vehicle is showing me is your sense of presence is everyone's welcome with you. Everyone's welcome to come. Everyone's welcome to be a part of the joy, a part of the experience. And you've made sure there's room for everyone. This is an old two-seater here. This is a vehicle that could hold a lot of people. And I see joyful things in this vehicle, you know, that represent activities, you know, togetherness type activities. Okay. Let's look at your pathway here. Okay. I see the pathway is very curved, very slinky, kind of sexy, I gotta say. Kind of sexy. It's I don't know how to describe it to except for the word sexy just keeps coming up. It's your sense of presence. It's what people see when they look at you. They see someone, and I think part of that is your light. When you have a light shining within you, people see it, and when people notice you, they notice that they perceive it as sexy. Okay. Let's see what inside your house looks like. Okay, so now we're back to the living room, and this also is a part of your presence and how people perceive you. And your living room has got a picnic table in the middle of it. So it has this very, you know, really want to be outdoors, or let's find any way we can so we can all sit together. So, you know, forget the couch, because the couch, only three people can sit there. Here we can get at least six of us around it, and eight if we put chairs on either end. So it's really got this, you know, unity type thing going, and it's I just kind of wanted to chuckle when I walked in the door, because you don't normally see a picnic table in the living room. But for me, it really felt like, you know, I just want any excuse I can to have everyone together. And it's a beautiful statement. It's a beautiful sense of presence and a beautiful condition for people to see you, and that's how they're perceiving you. So let's look at your chakra now.
Okay. I see kind of a burgundy-ish color. It's a deeper red than fire engine red. It's got a nice flow, a nice rhythm, nice shape. It's just a little small in shape, and without seeing the other chakras, you know, you might have a consistency throughout. And what that just means is you just need to do some nice deep prana breaths. You need to do some yoga or some even walking, anything that creates a lot of deep belly breathing, meditation, prayer, whatever it is that you you choose to do, and just kind of clean up, you know, just strengthen the chakra. Everything looks very healthy as far as spiritually goes. It's just small. It's a little small, but the color is beautiful and the energy around it is vibrant, very vibrant.
Okay. All right, I hate to stop the reading, but we only got a couple more minutes left. So, Lisa,
Nancy.
Nancy, that made sense to you?
Oh, yes, and thank you so much, both of you.
You are so
welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, so that's just a little taste of it, and truthfully, you go through all the chakras, and it's really an amazing reading when you put it all together. And that's just one of the many readings that Audrey offers, and you can go to www.trilighthands.com, and, you know, just kind of read along and look at all. It's a beautiful website, but also there's nice explanations for what the various readings are, what is offered by Audrey and Bob. A lot of these healing sessions are done in person, but certainly there are some things that can be done over the phone. So it doesn't matter where you live in the United States, you can contact them and, you know, get some healing and maybe, you know, pursue these readings a little bit more and see what the full thing is all about. So, you know, time flies when you're having fun, Audrey.
That's the truth.
I was getting ready to go into those readings with you. I was, like, zoning out with you. And I do recommend that particular reading, but all the things that you do is wonderful. You're a wonderful teacher. You're a wonderful person. And, you know, it's just been my privilege to, you know, folks, I got to say that, you know, even in Audrey's community, when something happens and someone's in need, Audrey is one of the first people to jump on board to raise money or to help people. You know, as I said at the onset of the show, she not only talks the talk, but she walks the walk. She's a wonderful human being and really a gift for us all. So I really recommend that everyone take a visit to trilighthands.com and contact Audrey if one of these readings sounds good to you. Audrey, I can't thank you enough for joining the show.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for having me on.
Well, maybe you'll come back and visit us again, right?
Certainly, absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay. And just for our listeners, I really do thank everybody that called in, and thank everybody for listening to the show. We really appreciate you tuning in every single week. Upcoming, the next couple of shows, we've got Joanne Gerber. She's a wonderful medium. We also have Rita Berkowitz, and she's another medium that does spirit drawings, and they're the next two shows upcoming, so, you know, make sure you stay tuned to Visible by Numbers. Audrey, you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
Good night, everyone. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night.